MTD Radio News. I'm Jim Miller. Here's what's happening. Many experts expect record 4th of July travel this year. Whether you're driving or flying, the roadways are going to be busy. Airports busy. Even if you're cruising, the cruising ports are busy, according to Daniel Armbruster of AAA. He says in the mountain region encompassing New Mexico, a record number of travelers going to be driving to their destinations. You're looking at 3.7 million people traveling. Among the total of that, 3.7 million, 3 million. are going to be driving. Well, Roswell's added a new stop for tourists, the Lock Wall next to the Visitor Center at the corner of Main and Fifth Streets. Unlike many other cities where people have been using existing fences, bridges, and other spots to leave padlocks containing their personal messages, Roswell now has a place specifically for people to hang and display these locks. This wall was undergoing finishing touches on Friday, a week before the start of the UFO Festival. The Home Depot donated materials and labor for the wall, a sturdy frame with numerous horizontal metal cables spaced wide enough to hold rows of small padlocks. People with the city and Home Depot were the first to place padlocks on the wall while the supports were still firming up. The Visitor Center will be selling padlocks with the city's logo, but people are encouraged to bring their own padlocks to add their messages of love, recognition, or joy to the new wall. Well, the Kathy Morrow Art Show and Demonstration comes up June 29th, also the 30th, and July 1st, 10 to 5 p.m., Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. It's at 624 Sutterth Drive in Rue d'Oso. And don't miss Aim High. The ENMU Rue d'Oso Foundation annual sporting clay fundraiser takes place June 30th and July 1st at the Inn of the Mountain Gods in Mescalero. For more information or to register, go to ruedoso.enmu.edu. That's what's happening. I'm Jill Miller, MTD Radio News.